last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters all over the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of The Last Savior from IRIB English Radio. In this series of shows, we are trying to focus and concentrate on some doubts and misconceptions with regard to the concept of Mahdawiyya or Mahdism, the concept of the Last Savior, which is common concept among Abrahamic religions. All of us, to some extent, are waiting for the arrival and advent of the Last Savior. Inshallah, may Allah hasten his reappearance. And in this very show, we shall focus on a doubt which was posed by a scholar mentioning that the concept of Mahdawiyya in Shia Islam, in the school of Ahlul Bayt, actually is mixed with some Jewish, teachings, and actually it has been intermingled with Jewish issues. This is the topic of our discussion here with Islamic researcher Sheikh Murtada Karimi from Qom Seminary Schools. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Many thanks for accepting the invitation, Sheikh. The question of the day is the continuation of our previous question that we started talking about in our previous session concerning a doubt or misconception which was posed on the issue of Mahdawi or Mahdism, that there are some Jews who are going to help Mahdi at the time of his advent. This shows that Mahdi is going to be connected to the Jews and Jewish people. So this kind of, let's say, interpretation from a hadith, as it was proved that, or weak a hadith, is really astonishing to be heard and to be, let's say, read from a person who is going to lead an Islamic nation, and he is called a scholar. It was discussed that actually the hadith that he's referring to, all of them are weak hadith and they are not well documented. And also it was explained that at the time of the advent of Imam, the helpers of Imam will be among the different and variety of groups and classes of people, whether they belong to this religion or the other religion, or even they are not following any religion, in case they are freedom seekers in the world and they are looking for the word of truth. So they find the truth coming up, then they will resort to this great entity. So Mahdi comes to unite us. Mahdi comes to save the whole inhabitant of the earth from the oppression and corruption and whatever bad thing that we have in mind. So respected Sheikh has explained that among the Jews, there might be some people that can join Mahdi, and even the real followers of Moses, the Prophet, were following the religion of Islam as the religion in Allah's eye. The religion is known to be Islam at any time and era, whether the Prophet was Moses or Jesus or Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
When we say that among the companions of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, there are some people who are not Shia or not Muslim, we do not mean that they will help Imam Mahdi alayhi salam before converting to Islam or Shia school of thought. So even there might be some atheists, they see Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, they may see some miracles. They come to this understanding that the Islam is the true religion and Shia school of thought is the true denomination, and they will convert to Islam and help Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. The same is true about our Sunni brothers and sisters. We believe that many of them, a great majority of them, they will believe in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam as the promised Mahdi. So they will join Imam Mahdi alayhi salam as Shia, not as Sunnis. And the same is true about the Jews and Christians. The Christians, when they see that Jesus alayhi salam has come to help Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, they will accept the religion of Islam. Jesus alayhi salam, when he comes, he's not a Christian, he's a Muslim now.
Very true.
And the same is true about Jews. Whether there will be some Jews and Christians to continue to live after the advent of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam as Ahlul Kitab It's a matter of discussion among the Shia scholars. But many scholars believe that no, I mean, when they see Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, they will accept the religion of Islam and will help Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. But there are some scholars who believe that some Jews and some Christians, they are not going to join Imam Mahdi alayhi salam to help him, but they are not among the enemies of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam to resist and oppose him. So after the settlement of the government of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, we may have some Jews or Christians living as Ahlul Kitab under the governance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. This is the viewpoint of a few Shia scholars. Now, continuing our discussion answering the doubts mentioned by this Wahhabi scholar, we mentioned that the people who are mentioned in this narration, they are the people who are admired not only in the Noble Book of Quran, but also in Sunni sources of Hadith. He refers to Ashab al-Kahf and claims that, you see, these are the Jews among the companions of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. But as we mentioned, Ashab al-Kahf, they are followers of the truth. And if they lived at the time of the Prophet, they were among the close companions of our Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. So we cannot call them as Jews. For sure, at that time, after the advent of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, they are the most sincere Muslims. The verse 159 of chapter Al-A'raf reads, وَمِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَىٰ أُمَّةٌ يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ. So we cannot claim that all the Jews, they are misguided people. No. And the other person mentioned in this part of the book of this Wahhabi scholar is Yusha. We mentioned that he is one of the great personalities in the Noble Book of Quran and in Shia and Sunni sources of Hadith.
Okay, thank you, dear Sheikh. So we have actually very clearly said that even the followers of Moses are not going to be, God forbid, infidels, and they are also going to follow the religion of God, whether the Prophet is Moses or the Muhammad. So due to their, let's say, freedom in selection of their religion, they have chosen to be Jews, and then the sincere ones, when they find the Mahdi following the same religion, following the same ideals that their Prophet had, so they will try to be inclined towards them. This is what actually up until now we have discussed. And referring to the Quran, you actually define the personality of the Prophet of God, Yusha. So let's have a short break. After that, we shall get back again to discussion. Dear listeners, stay tuned. We'll be back in a few seconds.
Wherever you be.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters, to The Last Savior from IRB English Radio and our discussion concerning the different companions and helpers of Imam Mahdi, the Last Savior, at the time of his advent, whether they are Jews or Christians. And specifically, we are discussing his helpers to being Jews, and actually it is due to solving misconception, which was saying that Imam Mahdi is connected and actually has a link towards the Jews and he is the leader of the Jews. And this is some, unfortunately, misconceptions which is rarely and here and there posed against the concept of Mahdawiyah. Let's listen to the explanation of Sheikh Murtada Karimi, Islamic researcher.
Thank you for that summary. Another person mentioned by this Wahhabi scholar, as I mentioned in the previous session, is Mu'min al-Fir'aun. And again, we know that we have a verse about this great personality in chapter Qasas, verse 20, admiring him. وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ يَسْعَى. We have some narrations in Sunni sources about the virtues of this person. For example, Al-Jam'u al-Saghir, volume 2, page 115. He calls him one of the three knowledgeable, truthful, as-Siddiq al-Alim. If the presence of these people in the army of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam means the influence of Jews in Shia school of thought, na'udhu billah, we should mention that the mention of these people in the Quran is a sign of the influence of the Jews in the Noble Book of Quran too. So these are the people who are mentioned in the Quran in both Shia and Sunni sources as the truth seekers of their time. So if they are among the companions of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, it shows the truthness of this school and this uprising. As for Ashabul Kahf, it is interesting to know that, according to some narrations, in Sunni sources, the people of the cave are the supporters of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. As-Suyuti, the great Sunni scholar in Ad-Dur al-Manthur, volume 4, page 215, he explicitly mentions that Ashabul Kahf A'wanul Mahdi, the people of the cave, they are among the helpers of the Mahdi. Mm-hmm. So, unfortunately, I think this Wahhabi scholar, he may have not even studied these great Sunni sources of interpretation of the Noble Book of Quran. Let me also quickly answer the third doubt that he mentioned. He said that there are some narrations referring to the names of the companions of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Mm-hmm. The narration that he is referring to is not mentioned in the most authentic Shia sources. Even you cannot find it in Bihar al-Anwar. We know that Allama Majlisi tried to gather all the available narrations in Bihar al-Anwar. It's about 110 volumes, but this narration is not found in this book. So we cannot claim that this narration, which refers to the names of the companions of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, is referring to one of the principles of faith of Shia school of thought. This is not the case.
True.
And generally speaking, the narrations talking about the names of the companions of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam after his reappearance, altogether they are not authentic narrations, and we cannot say that for sure one of the companions of Imam Mahdi's name is Ibrahim, for example, the other is Ahmad, and so on and so forth. They are not among the authentic and mutawatir narrations in Shia sources. And the last point that I would like to share is the fact that I think in the previous session you referred to this fact that unfortunately we see that these Wahhabi scholars, they go and search for some narrations which are weak based on the chain of the narration and use them as a kind of doubts against Shia.
To strengthen their argument.
We see that some of the narrations that even mentioned in the most authentic Sunni sources like Sahih Bukhari, for example, they are very surprising and they are attributing some issues to the Holy Prophet that, for example, he was interested in hearing the songs of the girls, for example, yeah. Or he was, affected by the sorcery of some Jewish people. All of these are mentioned in Sahih Bukhari only.
True.
So it's not a scholarly way of arguing. If you want to argue in a scholarly way, you need to refer to the most authentic books and then look for the authentic narrations, not the weak ones.
The same way that we are not expecting the authors of, for example, Sahih books to bring all the highly, let's say, Sahih hadith, they have not to expect, for example, to see weak hadith in the, first-hand sources of Shia.
Of course.
So the same way, I think, can be judged here.
But in the history of Sunnis, we have had many Sunni scholars who believe that all the narrations in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim are authentic, and that is why they call them Sahih,
yeah.
Muslim al-Bukhari.
But in
our time, it seems that they are changing their viewpoints.
Very true. Many thanks, Sheikh Murtada, for your enlightenment and discussion and your explanation on this topic. Thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters, for your staying tuned and listening to our discussion. I hope you join us again in our next session where we shall focus and talk about another misconception on the issue of Mahdawi or Mahdism. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. O Allah, protect your representative, Al-Hujjah bin al-Hasan, Imam al-Mahdi, and send salutation upon him and his ancestors, now as well as all the times. Be his guardian, protector, guide, and assistance. Help him in his path and be watchful for him till you let him rule over the earth willingly and cause him to live in it for a long time.